Simon Marks, of course, our US correspondent, and you'll be familiar. Simon, of course, is our regular when there is breaking news stateside, sometimes globally in this case. Simon, good morning to you. And,
hello,
of course,
Ian.
This is a big, significant move, but very early days. Explain what's happened here.
Well, I think that's exactly right. This has all taken place, all been announced in Munich, where John Kerry, the Secretary of State from the US, of course, and Sergei Lavrov, the Russian Foreign Minister, have been meeting throughout the day in a US bid to try and get some sort of ceasefire implemented in Syria. I know you were saying a few minutes ago that the ceasefire is only about half an hour old. It's not even half an hour old, because essentially what they've announced is that the ceasefire will take hold in roughly a week from now, and it will not, Secretary of State John Kerry has conceded, include Islamic State, and it will not include the al-Nusra Front. So precisely what sort of a ceasefire this is, I think, remains to be seen, although it would appear to be a ceasefire that Secretary of State John Kerry is intimating the Russians have signed on to. And it's important to remember the context of all of this. As a result of Russian airstrikes, which the Russians say are targeting Islamic State, but which the Americans insist are not, and in fact have been targeting the political opponents of Bashar al-Assad. As a result of all of that, Bashar al-Assad is widely believed to be within reach of retaking control of the Syrian city of Aleppo. That, of course, is exactly what the United States does not want to see happening in Syria. And so John Kerry raced to Munich for these conversations with Sergei Lavrov. Even as they were taking place, by the way, the U.S. commander in the region was engaged in an extraordinary back and forth on Twitter with the Russian Ministry of Defense over precisely what Russia has been up to in Syria. Now we see John Kerry and Sergei Lavrov sitting side by side in Munich, saying they've done a deal to allow humanitarian goods and supplies through over the course of the next week, and then a cessation of hostilities will begin in 1 week's time. Although, you know, even as he's announcing it, the Secretary of State is essentially conceding that at least two principal terrorist groups involved on the ground in Syria have no intention of observing it.
And, of course, one is forced to at least wonder, maybe even conclude from that, Simon, that sort of the entire nuts and bolts of a ceasefire just simply fall apart if you don't have all sides on board.
Well, look, they were never, of course, going to get Islamic State to sign off on any kind of ceasefire. I mean, I think everybody understands that. But, you know, this is clearly a very precarious situation in Syria, and one in which, from the United States perspective, unfortunately, the Russians have been demonstrating considerable dominance and control of events on the ground. And so, you know, I think Secretary of State John Kerry was very much on the back foot during the course of these conversations. I see Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond over there is now calling this an important step towards relieving the killing and suffering in Syria. But it will, of course, only be an important step if it actually takes hold and if indeed it proves to be long-lasting or even lasts over the medium term. And I think many analysts here in Washington will be sceptical about that right now.
OK, listen, Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, our correspondent in the United States.